Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the COVID-19 cases in the country and the world. As of yesterday, Zimbabwe had 8,187 confirmed cases, including 7,692 recoveries and 233 deaths.
Worldwide, according to 26,000 people, we have actually succumbed to the disease. And then in America alone, there are 8,277,961 cases. Out of this number, 221,150 have actually died.
We're also going to discuss about Zimbabwe's request to extradite former cabinet ministers in the absence of a formal extradition treaty that is from South Africa. Zimbabwe's National Prosecuting Authority has written to the South African government requesting for the extradition of former ministers Xavier Kasukwere, Walter Mzembe, and Patrick Joao to face crimes they allegedly committed while in office.
According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, Kasukwere, who was a local government, public works, and national housing minister, allegedly corruptly parcelled out over 220 hectares of land in Harare and Masvingo to the sister of former First Lady Grace Mugabe, that is Shubai Kumbochuma. The other count dates back to when, as Minister of Youth, he allegedly awarded a tender to a company called Brainworks Capital, which allegedly prejudiced the government of thousands of dollars.
And remember, it's election time in the United States of America. We are also going to discuss that together with the last presidential debate pitting President Donald Trump and Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden, which is scheduled for tomorrow night.
Already indications that Mr. Joe Biden is leading in the national and some state polls, although people cannot simply predict who's going to win the election. So indications are that tomorrow it is going to be a very, very grueling debate between the two who want to be elected president of the USA. We know that Mr. Trump has been in power for 4 years now.
Wangu vadio vatereri nevatariri vemuchirongwa chedu chatinokurukura nezviri kuitika kunze kwenyika pamwe nemunyika cheDiaspora Live Talk Forum. Nhasi uno tiri kutarisa nezvedambudziko redenda kana chirwere cheCOVID-19 munyika. Tichitarisa mashoko akaziviswa nezuro nebazi rezveutano, vanoti kusvika kupera kwezuva nezuro, Zimbabwe yakanga yane vanhu vanokwana kuita zviuru pamusoro pezvo vanokwana kuita zviuru zvinomwe nemazana matanhatu nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevaviri 7,692 vapora kubva kuchirwere ichocho, nevanhu vanokwana kuita mazana maviri nemakumi matatu nevatatu kana 233 vafa munyika. Nezuro vakawana vanhu vanokwana kuita 28 kana makumi maviri nevasere vaine chirwere ichocho, pamwe chete nemunhu mumwe chete anonzi akashaya kudunhu reMatabeleland South. Pavanhu 28 ivavo, zvinonzi 20 kana kuti makumi maviri vanhu vasina nhoroondo yekuti vakambobuda munyika, asi vamwe vasere 8 vanhu vakabva kuSouth Africa. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yechikumbiro cheZimbabwe, chehurumende yeZimbabwe kuSouth Africa, kuti vabatsirwe neSouth Africa kudzosa vaive makurukota ehurumende vanoti vaSavior Kasukwere, vaWalter Mzembe pamwe navaPatrick Joao vari kunzi vane mhosva dzavakapara nguva dzavakanga vari muhofisi vari makurukota. Saka Zimbabwe kuburika kuti ivabatsire kudzosa vanhu ivavo, asi nhoroondo inoti hapana hapo urongwa huripo pakati peSouth Africa neZimbabwe hunganzi hunobata panyaya yekudzoserwa kwevasungwa kana vanenge vapara dzimhosva vatiza kuenda kune dzimwe nyika, kunze kwechibvumirano chakaitwa muna 1990 chekubatsirana panyaya idzodzo. Ndo zvinenge zvichitariswa kuti zvatichanzwa kuti ndo zvichange zvichishanda here. Asi vaviri vanoti vaSavior Kasukwere navaWalter Mzembe, tinonzwawo nyaya dzavari kupomerwa vaKasukwere, vari kunzi vakashandisa hofisi yavo kupa nzvimbo dzekuvakira dzimba kune mukoma wevaive mudzimai womutungamiri wenyika nguva iyoyo, amai Grace Mugabe. Mukoma wavo vanonzi amai Gumbochuma hanzi vakapiwa nzvimbo dzekuvakira dzimba. Kwotiwo vaMuzembe vari kunzi nguva yavakanga vari kubazi rezvekushanyirwa kwenyika vakashandisa masimba avo kuti vange vachitenga zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvaifanira kunge zvichishandiswa nebazi ravo panguva yemusangano weUnited Nations Travel wakaitwa ikoko kuZambia uko, asi hanzi vaishandisa mukana iyoyo kunge vachitopa hama neshamwari mikana yekuita dzimari, ndodzimwe dzemhosva dzavari kupomerwa. Pamusoro pezvo tina vaJonathan Moyo vari kunyika yeKenya nemumwe vanhu vari kunzwawo zvakare vanofanira kunge vachidzoswa kumusha. Saka ndodzimwe nyaya dzatichakurukura tisingakanganwe sarudzo iri kuitwa muno muAmerica musi wa3 November, musi wa3 Mbudzi. Mangwana chaiye kune gakava kana debate rekupedzisira pakati pava Joe Biden vebato reDemocratic Party nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vari vachamirira Republican Party musarudzo vaDonald Trump vari kuita debate ravo rekupedzisira mangwana. Tisakangana kuti debate rechipiri raifanira kuitwa svondo rapera harina kuzobudirira kuitwa mushure mekunge vaTrump varamba kuti vaite vachishandisa madandemutande kana inganzi virtual, vachiti vanoda kunge vatoripo ivo vachionana navaBiden inganzi face to face. Saka ndo dzimwe dzenyaya dzatiri kukurukura nhasi, Gibbs.
Kunjalo njewakupewa ngujonga kwerapo kuti sikangele COVID-19 sikangele nesicelo sikahulumende wakwelezimbabwe esokuti kumele uWalter Mzembe labanye bakhe babiselwe eZimbabwe. Takula macala phela amaningi abayenzayo kodwa bona bayakuphika lokho. So ke esikukhangelayo kakhulu ukuthi iCOVID-19 sokula abantu 8187 eZimbabwe asebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. So singathi ke nxa sikhangela kukhanya ngani abantu abaningi kulezi nsuku ababanjwayo bakobulawayo belo mkhuhlane lo abayi-7692 sebasila, kube sokusithi 223 yibo sebabhubhayo kususela ngombibhido lonyaka. Lokhu ke kubikwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Kuze kusithi ke isibhedlela seJohns Hopkins University sibika ukuthi sokula abantu abedlula 40 million asebebanjwe i-COVID-19 emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Kulabanye njalo asebephephe umkhuhlane lo kuthi abayi-1,126,562 sebebhubhile. Kuzobuya khonapha ke kwele Melika kulabantu abedlula 8 million asebebanjwe i-COVID-19 kuthi abayi-221,150 sebabhubha. Okuwonoku ke okunye sikhuluma ngakho ukuthi ke iZimbabwe siceleke uhulumende weSouth Africa ukuthi abophe uSevia Kaskwere, uWalter Mzembe labanye bakhe ukuthi babiselwe khona ngale kweZimbabwe ngoba kuthiwa kulamacala abayenzayo. UKaskwere lapho bamcabangela ukuthi akwenzayo ukuthi wanika umhlabathi kudadewabo kaGrace Mugabe. So ke kuthiwa wapho ngutata nje wamqhubela wayiphula-ke imithetho. Kuzobuya lesinye isikhathi laphana i-indigenization minister kuthiwa kukhona okuyimadlana nje onganakubonakala ukuthi kuhamba njani. Kuzobuya lo Jonathan Moyo siyakhumbula imali ye-Manpower Development Fund kuthiwa-ke la yaqanjulwa so kumele abiselwe ekhaya ayebhekana labhekane lakho. Ukuthi sakhuluma ngakho njalo lukhetho lwe-Melika sasekule ngqongqompikiswano enkulu yokuchina njalo phakathi kwamongameli Donald Trump lomnumzana Joe Biden umele ama-Democrats, uTrump ke umele ama-Republicans. So sizabona ukuthi kuyozala komoni kodwa kulabantu abathi ngqongqompikiswano le ikhanya sibili kungaba banki umsindo phakathi ngoba badala ukuthi kube lokudle phana ukuthizi. Kunjalo ke joka
ndizozvo Gibbs, regai titange nekutarisa iri nyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19. Ndofunga takatanga nekukurukura iyoyo tichinzwa kuna Dr. Matthew Nyashano pamwe chete nava Musane Mbuso Ntini. Tomboona kuti tingatanga nekukurukura navo. Gibbs, you can start by throwing in any question to the two.
Yes, let's start with you, Mr. Dr. Nyashano. We see that, in fact, welcome to the program. So,
thank you.
Thank you very much. So, we see that in UK, the numbers are going up. In Zimbabwe, still there are surprising numbers, especially in the city of Bulawayo. There are so many people that are being found on the wrong side. So, let's start with you. So, what's your take on what is happening in Zimbabwe? And in UK, we are told you guys are closing down.
Yes, so I will start about talking about what's happening here in the UK, and now what we are having in the UK is seems to be a second surge for COVID-19, and this has been very serious in the north. in places like Merseyside, Manchester, Liverpool, going to the north. And if you know the history of Britain, these are also some of the areas where you find, you know, deprived communities in terms of development. And again, we are approaching the winter, and the conditions are actually working for COVID to spread very well. As you know, that things like COVID would thrive in very cold conditions. And this is exactly what is happening here. And there's been an increase of people in COVID wards, which is also estimated to increase over the next coming few days. And there's been a lockdown again. There's a political debate about whether to get another lockdown and the amount of money that is needed to support. I think you were aware of the different perspectives that were being presented by the government, and also the mayor of Greater Manchester yesterday, which actually has become the subject for discussion in terms of what is going on. And it is quite a very, very difficult time. Mm-hmm. Now, getting into Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. The situation in Zimbabwe actually is showing a very serious concern, taking into consideration that the weather has now changed. It's now hot, and we are having this surge. It means that there are some hot spots that were never discovered, or the hot spots that were created as a result of missing some cases that have gone to other places. So it's so concerning that we are having some more cases in Bulawayo, and this could be actually a result of some of the cases that slipped off or that were not detected by the public health system. So it's quite very worrying and serious that we are having this at a time where we would be expecting the rate of COVID-19 to go down.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashano. Yes, Dr. Nyashano, ndanzwa muchitaura pamusoro pekukwira kwe wandu wevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tiri kuona kuti muZimbabwe mazuva apera zvazvambotidererei tichiwana vanhu vanogona kunge vari vatatu vana vanenge vabatwa nechirwere ichocho pazuva. Kuchiitawo dzimwe nguva dzekuti kwakaita masondo anoita maviri matatu pasina munhu anga. Chii chingadai chashanduka chaakuita kuti uwandu hunge huchitanga kukwirawo uye vanhu vachishaya?
Chimwe chinhu uyu chati chingange chichikonzera kunge zvinhu zviri kuitika izvi zvekuti taakuona kuti COVID yaakukwira zvingave zvinhu zvinokwana kuita kana kuti ndichataura ndichiverengangu. Chekutanga ndechekuti pakanga pachitanga kuitwa surveillance payapaya, tinoziva kuti pane vanhu vazhinji vanga vaibuda, endezve kune vanhu vaikwanisa kunge vachipinda munyika vaine chirwere ichi kutadza kudetekta. Vanhu ava vaizopedzisira vaenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana, ende vanhu ivava vanogona kunge vari vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vakutapurira vamwe zvirwere izvo. Chimwe zvechirinoitika ndechekuti isusu tine health system here inokwanisa kuramba ichidzivirira kufamba nekupinda kwevanhu ichitesta vanhu. Chandakaona chakanga chaakuitwa concentrated on muZimbabwe, chandakaona chakanga chisinganyase kunge chichibuda zvakanaka ndechekuti hurumende yanga yaamoo concerned nekuti munhu auya ngaagare pakati kusvika awana test. Izvozvo zvekuchengeta vanhu isisi tisina capacity ndo zvinokwanisa futi zvekuti tinozoona kuti zvirwere zvakadai izvi zvinogona kunge zvichizotapukira. Ini ndinogara ndichitaura nyaya yekuti ngatitestei. Mari inowanikwa yese yaichinzi vanhu ngavaende kusheraton unogara 12 days. Ngatitsvagei mari yekuti tiite fast test toona kuti vanhu vange vachienda. Isusu taakuita mari yekuti tichengete vanhu mumahotera. Izvozvo izvo ndo anonzi mamisplaced priorities in public health iwawo. Tinge tichifanira kunge tichiona kuti tinomashandisa sei, ende izvozvo ndo zvinhu zvakuita backfire nhasi tichitaura iye zvino. Iye zvino kwane mamwe mahotspots atisingazivi, ende even surveillance yedu ndiana anoziva panopinda nevanhu vachibva kuMozambique, vachibva kuSouth Africa, vachibva kune dzimwe nyika kuBotswana. because again nekutambura kwevanhu vanhu vakushandisa mamwe midzimwe nzira dzematunga kuti vararame ende izvozvo zvinoita kuti kana tisiri control of the borders kana tine pandemic yakaita se COVID-19 icharamba ichingotinetsa zuva nezuva nekuti havasi vese vachapinda nepabate.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashano. Gibbs, Tizuna Vantini.
Yeah, Mr. Vantini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Ture.
Now, looking at what is happening in America right now, we know there is an election that is coming very, very shortly. And tomorrow there is a debate, you know, the last presidential debate. So now, first of all, let's talk about casting votes. Have you cast your vote, one? And secondly, take into account that there's COVID-19. So go on there.
Yeah, I've cast my vote through mail-in ballot. I actually mailed it this weekend, so I'm good. You know, tomorrow, I think, you know, given that this may be the last debate, I think people are hoping that the candidates will discuss important issues. They will discuss things that they will do, you know, when they're in office. And also, I think, you know, I'm looking forward to a really civilized debate. I know they've put in certain measures to make sure that no one is interrupting the other by actually muting the person who is not speaking. I don't know if some people will be able to yell enough without a mic to be heard on TV, but I'm hoping that there won't be any interruption or interjections tomorrow. And then in terms of COVID, definitely we are worried here in the U.S. You know, also in Canada, you know, things are going up. I mean, you know, we are, you know, the government is doing a lot of testing, but, you know, things are happening. I guess it could be the second phase or the third phase. I don't know. But I think when you look at Zimbabwe, I think definitely I didn't get to hear what the good doctor had to say, but I have a feeling that there is lack of testing in Zimbabwe. That's why people are dying without being tested.
So now looking at casting your vote, you know, is it difficult to go to the polling stations or you did it through the mail?
I did mine through the mail. All that I had to do is like send an application via email. Mm-hmm. They sent me the ballot through email. I printed it and, you know, put in an envelope, went to the post office. I tried not to drop it in the designated, you know, ballot boxes because those, you know, some people are saying they are fake ones out there. So you never know which one will be collected. So I sent mine directly to the election board in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hold on there. Let's talk to Mr. Vekezela Matumafuzwayo. He is in Gwanda. That is the provincial capital of Materim South. Mr. Matuma, welcome to the program. So tell us a bit about COVID-19 in Gwanda. How are people protecting themselves there?
Yeah, I first want to comment on the Dr. Nyashano's perspective. I think we really can trust the figures that we're getting as correct figures of what is happening in Zimbabwe. Our administration there is not doing its work properly. If you remember last week, over 2-3 months, we were told that we've got about 1,400 active cases. And then in 24 hours, the following day, we were told we had 1,300 and something recoveries over a period of 24 hours. When they were questioned how that happened, the answer was that for over 3 months, they were not following up on the cases or on the people who were previously tested positive. And there's another month where the figure just shot up overnight with about 500 or 600 people overnight, and we're told that it's because for 2 weeks or 3 weeks they were not testing. So already that tells you that the system is not so accurate. We are just relying on figures, some that may be outdated, some that may not be very accurate. We can't really rely on that here. But the situation on the ground, I think, is deeper than what they were being told. People are generally in, if you can check around. We know of incidents in rural areas where people have been dying with COVID-19 symptoms. I mean, almost all of them. And then when they die, you're told that it was malaria. We have a number of cases where people were detected to have died of COVID before they were tested, you know, while they were sick, they were not tested, only to be discovered when they are dead that they were COVID-19 victims. So we don't really trust the figures that they're giving us. Mm. And then in terms of the public, it's difficult for Zimbabweans to be really isolated, Gibbs. It's very difficult for people to stay indoors. You have to wake up in the morning, go and hustle for food for the children. You have to make a living. Our life is making a living every day. You just can't stay away from hustling. We must queue for some basic commodities. We must queue for cash. We are so active. We can't find ourselves locked up, stagnant in one place. It's really impossible. And then when you also go around, people are just so relaxed. Extremely relaxed. You know, the issue of masks is not being taken seriously. The issue of washing hands. You go into so many shops and offices. There are no sanitizers when you go in. There are no temperature checks done. You know, you just walk in. If you have to sanitize you, sometimes it's just a bottle of water with the washing powder. That's what some shops can afford. I don't think we are really there. Perhaps it has been by the grace of God that we are where we are. Otherwise, things really could have been worse than what we are seeing here. And the belief that when it gets hot, maybe the effect is a bit less. Perhaps we're taking advantage of that. But in terms of individual people working, I mean, on this issue, people are just relaxed. People have to work. People have to fend for their children. They have nothing to drink. Yes. Not so concerned about the COVID.
One minute.
Okokuqala, ama numbers esiwaphiwayo dube ukuthi yiwo awe COVID-19 lapha eZimbabwe. Angana siwakholwa ukuthi yiwo. Ngoba namhla kuyavuka kushutile uthi uyabuza bethi kade singakhangelanga besingarekhodanga kuhle. Ngokusasavuke kwehlile kade kule mistake lapha. So ama figures abo angeke siwathembe. Okwesibili, abantu generally abangeke behlale phansi kuthiwe bavalelwe Gibbs. Ngoba eZimbabwe kumele siyasebenza, asihlale phansi. Imali yangkhona iyadingwa. So the moment uhlala phansi uzivalele endlini, liyafela endlini ngendlala. So abantu abayekho ezindlini bagcwele ezitaradeni, badinga ukudla, badinga imali. So isituation yethu ye-COVID hayi angeke ifanane leyenu ngapho. Ibona sincele sibonga uNkulunkulu kakhulu, nguye osiphetheyo. Ngakhona ukuthi bathi kungatshisa ingxenye yehla. Perhaps he calls this is late, but I generally, I was relaxed.
Yes, we are joined now by Mr. Tewa Mavinga, who is a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavinga, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gibbs and Jonga. How are you?
No, I'm very fine. And you?
Great, thanks.
Right, Mr. Mavinga, let's talk about a certain issue concerning the extradition of Mr. Xavier Kasukwere, Mr. Professor Jonathan Moyo, and others. How feasible is this? And what type of laws are they going to use to extradite them from South Africa?
Well, the important thing is that the government of Zimbabwe should focus on the people of Zimbabwe. Is there a chance that there will be fairness and justice for the perceived opponents of Mr. Mnangagwa? There are huge fights, internal factional fights in ZANU-PF. And this seems to be a continuation of that factional fight, where the Mnangagwa Lacoste faction is now using state resources to go after their opponents, to go after former ministers Kasukwere, Sylvia, Walter Mzembe, Professor Jonathan Moore, and others. But there is really no basis for extradition, because these former ministers have a genuine basis for seeking asylum in South Africa, in Kenya, or elsewhere, because they are facing persecution back at home. In fact, ironically, Gibbs, this is what happened when Mnangagwa himself fled Zimbabwe in November 2017. He sought asylum in South Africa for about 2 weeks. So this is really something that should be respected, the right to seek asylum and not to persecute If there was the SADC tribunal with its human rights mandate, then perhaps this would have been the right platform, which is independent and outside of the influence of Zimbabwe, to have these cases heard, if at all there is any case. Because what we are saying is that if there are any allegations that need to be addressed, then that should be done within the framework of a due process of law and the rule of law, but before an impartial tribunal, not a compromised and partisan judiciary, which is what we are now seeing in Zimbabwe. President Mnangagwa has put in his office a so-called anti-corruption unit, which is basically doing his bidding, which is not independent at all. So there is no prospect for justice. And lawyers representing these former ministers, so-called G40, can easily make a case for the outright rejection of any extradition request to Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. I think we have got now Dr. Simbama Mavaza of PF. Go ahead, Chonga.
Dr. Mavaza, your take on what Mr. Mavinga said about the extradition request sent to the South African government by the Zimbabwe government.
Thank you so much. I think probably let me start by saying Mr. Mavinga is not understanding the concept of asylum. When Mnangagwa left Zimbabwe and went South Africa, he did not seek asylum for those 2 weeks. There was no asylum procedures, but he was there, and he was called back within 2 weeks. And in those 2 weeks, he had not sought asylum. So he was not an asylum seeker. But that's not the issue. The issue is, while Mavinga says, let us concentrate on Zimbabweans, it is true, Sevia Kasukwere, Jonathan Moyo, Patrick Joao, and others, they are Zimbabweans we are concentrating on. The issues they are called for back to Zimbabwe, it's nothing to do with politics. They are called for criminal activities, criminal offenses they committed while they were ministers and while they were in power. So you see, the problem we have is Mr. Mavinga, in his right, in his own right, and in the right for human rights, they scream high and loud that corruption, corrupt ministers, corrupt people must be brought to justice. Now, this is exactly what the government is doing, asking for these people to come. But there are two issues we want to look at, Gibbs. Number one, if Sevia Kasukwere had sought asylum in Zimbabwe, in South Africa, under the convention, under the asylum rules, which is was asylum, it's a rule granted by the United Nations. So if any country grants anybody asylum, they are doing it on behalf of the United Nations. So if somebody had sought asylum and the asylum is granted, they cannot be extradited for anything else, for any crime, even for the offense which are political, because they are protected by the host country. They are guests to that country. They can only be extradited if they start to do activities which are against their motherland, their other country, or if they're engaged in some activities which makes relations of their host country and their own country to be at loggerheads. But however, in these circumstances, if it's proven that the three in South Africa had sought asylum and were granted asylum, then extradition will be not feasible under the law. But if they had not sought asylum, but they had been granted leave, any sort of leave to remain, which is not on asylum basis, they could be extradited back to Zimbabwe. Now, in the case of Professor Jonathan Moyo in Kenya, there is an issue where Professor Jonathan Moyo has been actively provoking the government of Zimbabwe while he had sought asylum. The rules of being granted asylum is that, one, you guarantee that you will not be engaged in any other political activities or any other terrorist activities against your home country and against the country where you are in. So in these cases, if Zimbabwe can prove that the behavior of Professor Jonathan Moyo is tantamount to a political activity in his own right, then they could win, they could succeed. But however, above all, the law looks on the basis of human rights. So if the human rights is going to be breached by sending them home to for persecution or prosecution in brackets, persecution, they will not be sent home under the United Nations Convention. So in other words, yes, it is difficult to guarantee that they will be sent home. Of course, yes, the prosecution has requested them to be returned to Zimbabwe. The prosecution is not the Zimbabwe government. It is not ZANU-PF. It is the criminal prosecution unit which requested them to come home. But however, it is up to the host country to look into the issue, into the request, into the letter, and see if that letter, if there is a thin line between prosecution, prosecutorial case or a political case. So in looking into this too, it is very difficult, to be fair, to have any of these people taken back to Zimbabwe if they can prove that their presence in Zimbabwe is, would affect, they will be perceived to be politically against the government. And that alone allows them to be granted asylum.
Thank you. Thank you. So now let's hear from Mr. Mavinga. You know, I think you have been hearing what Dr. Mabaza is saying, but what specific statute is being used here? You know, if you talk about the United Nations, you know, and others, how binding are they in terms of South Africa and Zimbabwe?
Well, South Africa generally respects its international human rights obligations much more than Zimbabwe. South Africa defers to its independent institutions. The judiciary in South Africa is more robust. So it is likely that there will be due process, and if Xavier Kasukwere or others in South Africa challenge any attempt to extradite them in court in South Africa, they've got higher chances of receiving a fair process, a just process, before the South African judiciary, ironically, and not in Zimbabwe, where we have recently seen a state prosecutor in Gweru, Namatrai Chipere, running for a ZANU-PF district coordinating committee legal affairs position. So that is a compromised institution already, and therefore cannot guarantee justice. South Africa and Zimbabwe are both bound by the 1951 Refugees Convention, which gives rights, and one of the key rights is that everyone has a right to seek asylum and to be protected, and not to be sent back to a country where they will face persecution. And this is exactly the case that we have with these comrades in South Africa, who, if they are forcibly sent back to Zimbabwe, are likely to be treated as political opponents and to be punished by the Mnangagwa group that has been hunting them, not necessarily for any crime. We know that Kasukwere was before the courts two times already in the last 2 years and cleared of the frivolous charges that had been preferred. So it's really a political game, and South Africa is fully aware of that. This is why the South African government, as well as the ANC in South Africa, despite high-level delegations to Zimbabwe to look for a political settlement, because they are fully aware that there is persecution that is ongoing. So we are faced with a situation where Zimbabwe has to prove really that it has got robust, independent justice systems. But at the moment, it is unlikely to be able to do that.
Now, Mr. Ntini, just before you interject, Mr. Mavaza, Mr. Ntini, who benefits from this kind of situation? As a Zimbabwean, I know you are here in USA, but who really benefits from all this?
Definitely the people are not benefiting, because, you know, taxpayer monies would be, you know, wasted on, you know, internal functional wars. I think what we are looking at here, I think I agree with Dr. Mavinga. These are issues to do with the functions within ZANU. These should not even be issues to be, you know, brought up in the international arena. You know, they should, you know, do what they do, you know, try to capture them independently if they need to. I think the truth of the matter is, you know, whether one person is G40 or Lacoste, I think, you know, they have all committed the same sins, or they have all not committed this, you know, any sins at all. I think what we are seeing is really just like functional internal wars that people should not be involved with. I think the only person that can benefit right now is the current function that is in power, you know, by suppressing the voices of those that are outside. I think most probably the biggest sin that these guys are facing is that they are talking to the ANC in South Africa. They are, you know, out there on the, you know, social media, you know, spilling out the beans, telling secrets, you know, talking about the crisis in Zimbabwe. I think that's the biggest part why they're being hunted. Mina umbono wami angiboni kulo muntu obenefitha kuloko kwenzakalayo. Abantu abazobenefitha lapha yifunction yezanu PFS ekupower, ngoba nxa sikhangela okwenzakalayo into nje yeparty okumele bedile lakho bona njengeparty, whether i-G40 kumbe i-Lacoste. Akumelanga kusebenzisa imali zabantu ama taxpayers ukuthi kulethwe laba bantu ekhaya. Like Dr. Mavinga said, I don't think there is any treaty or any, you know, law they can follow to bring abantu laba ekhaya. So mina ngibona kwami lokhu yikulwa kwabantu abakuzanu kumbe ababekuzanu, akudingi umuntu, kumele wona bezilungisele bebodwa.
Yes, sir. I've been chatting to Mr. Xavier Kasukwere right now, and he's saying, quote, that's a dead issue, Dube. Ask Kazembe. He knows all about it. I don't comment on madness. That's exactly what he said. So, end quote. Dr. Mabaza, looking at the impact of this on communities that are struggling in Zimbabwe, do you think that ZANU-PF is doing the right thing? Why not address issues of economic value to people than going after these gentlemen?
Can you just allow me to can you summarize what Mr. Ntini said? Because I didn't hear him.
Well, what Mr. Ntini was saying is that he's supporting what Mr. Mavinga is saying, because he's saying it's a waste of taxpayers' money.
Okay. In short, firstly, what Zimbabwe is doing is correct. When there is a person suspected of having committed a crime, and in some way, you must call him within your jurisdiction so that you can prosecute him for the crimes alleged. The Zimbabwean government is not saying these people are guilty. They are saying they are suspected of having committed such crimes. And therefore, they are coming into Zimbabwe, allows the government to continue and prosecute them for their offenses. But if they are not guilty, they will be acquitted. And they can go back to South Africa if they want, or stay in the country if they wish. If they do not come and they refuse to come or for any other reason, and if Zimbabwe feels strongly that there is a case they should be prosecuted for, they can apply in the court to prosecute them in absentia, as they've done to one judge sometime, if you remember, they had to prosecute a judge in absentia when he went to Australia. So, And they convicted him and sentenced him in absentia. So it means the day they will get him, he will serve his sentence. So in other words, every country which, borrowing the words of my brother Mavinga here, every country which robustly, follows people to the end of justice, they are doing the best for the country. And again, I want you to let us know who is benefiting in this year. Mm. The country is benefiting. Investors cannot come and invest if criminals are allowed to roam around the world and then milk the country.
But right now they're not criminals, right?
For now, they are not criminals, but they're suspects. So when suspects are roaming around the world, they need to be brought to justice. If they are acquitted, then they're acquitted. So for now, they're accused persons. They're being accused. They have to stand. They must be zealous to come to Zimbabwe and defend themselves. And again, I want you to ask the question to Mavinga whether Zimbabwe would follow or would respect the United Nations laws. Zimbabwe has an obligation follow the rules and law and laws of the United Nations, because it is a member of the United Nations. And Zimbabwe cannot breach such an obligation. If it does, it will be sanctioned. It will be censured in one way or the other by the United Nations. And therefore, it is not correct to say Zimbabwe does not respect the rule of its international obligations. It does. It follows the international obligations. And again, we need to understand, even in Zimbabwe, there are citizens of other countries who are in Zimbabwe who have sought asylum, and their countries have applied for them to come back, and Zimbabwe has not given them back because they are bound by the convention, the United Nations Convention. I'll give an example of Mengistu, who is in Zimbabwe now, and he actually is in a farm in Zimbabwe. Ethiopia had applied for him to be sent back to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
The Zimbabwe refused and cited the United Nations Charter and the convention to say he cannot be sent back to his country, even if there were criminal cases Ethiopia brought up and proved to Zimbabwe. But Zimbabwe had to abide by the fact that they sought asylum and they granted asylum. So once you are granted asylum, all this issue of extraditing them back to Zimbabwe is just a talk of a prosecutor is to be seen to be doing his job, but it doesn't work in a political situation where they have been granted asylum. Okay. Unless there's evidence that they are just in South Africa, not on asylum, but on any other stay, then that will be a different case.
Yes, as we proceed, maybe we're going to ask him the issue of them actually angering the government by posting things on Twitter and all those kind of things, Tonga.
That's true. Yes, ava mavinga nyaya iri mudariro ndiyo yatiri kukurukura zvino yekuchikumbiro chakaitwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe kuburikidza neNational Prosecution Authority yekuti vaive makurukota muhurumende yava Robert Mugabe, vaSevia Kasukwere, vaWalter Muzembi, vaPatrick Zhuwau pamwe navaJonathan Moyo, Professor Jonathan Moyo vadzoswe kumusha vamire pamberi pematare vachipindura kumhosva dzavari kupomerwa kunzi vakapara munguva dzavaive. Tinonzwa kuti hapana chibvumirano chinganzi formal chekuti pange pachidzoswa vanenge vapara dzimhosva vachitizira muSouth Africa kana vanotizirawo muZimbabwe vachibva kuSouth Africa. Pakati penyika mbiri idzodzi, hanzi there is no formal extradition agreement between South Africa and Zimbabwe. Chiripo chinonzi Order of 1990 Designated Countries, yekutiwo chinogona kunge chichishandiswa. Musiyano uri papi kana vachitaurawo there is no formal extradition agreement, asi kune iyo inonzi Extradition Designated Countries Order of 1990 pamwe chete netreaty yamataura ya 1951.
Chiripo ndechekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe yavamunangagwa yaramba yakati takarasima kutevedzera zvinhu zvisina pundutso kumhuri yeZimbabwe. Hapana mutemo unosunga Zimbabwe neSouth Africa, nekuti kazhinji nyaya dzekuti kana kuchinge kune munhu ari kupomerwa mhosva anenge apinda mune imwe nyika adzoserwe, zvinofanira kuti zviitwe pasi pechibvumirano chinenge chakatonyoreranwa pasi zvakatenderana kuti kana zvikazoitika tinofamba takadai. Zimbabwe neSouth Africa hazvina. Panongoro ne hwaro hwekuti vangangotaurirana kana vachitenderana, asi dambudziko ratichikura nderekuti pane zvinhu zviviri. Chekutanga ndechekuti Zimbabwe haitaridzi kuti matare ayo edzimhosva akazvimiririra kuti anogona kutonga vanhu vanga vari makurukota panguva yava Mugabe, nekuti vari kuonekwa sevanhu vanofanira kuti vadzvinyirirwe kana kuti vashungurudzwe, nekuti vakabviswa mumasimba nechisimba nehurumende yavamunangagwa. Ndodambudziko riripo rekuti tinoona kuti vakasukuere vaMuzembi naProfesa Jonathan Mwema vanogona kungotaura kuti tikadzokera kuZimbabwe hatigoni kuwana dare rinenge rakamira richiita basa sebasa risingarerekeri kudivi reZANUPF. Tinoziva kuti vamunangagwa muhofisi mavo mune anti-corruption unit yavanoti anti-corruption unit, kureva kuti iri muhapwa mavamunangagwa haina kuzvimiririra. Ndodambudziko guru rekuti hapana mukana wekuti vachuchisi vaferefete nyaya, vaiti vatambe nyaya vachitarisana nemitemo chete pasina kushungurudza. Svondo rapera iro takaona kuti pane mumwe muchuchisi muzvare namatai Chipere kugweru anga ari mumakwikwi ekuti atore chigaro chepamusoro muZANU-PF mugweru iye achishandira hurumende. Zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti vanoshanda muhurumende ava havana kuzvimiririra, vazhinji vavo ndeve ZANU-PF. Zvakarewo vari kunze kana vachinge vataura kuti tiri kutsvaga upoteri nekuti takatiza kushungurudzwa kunyika yedu, pasi pechibvumirano cheUN 1951 Refugees Convention chinotaura kuti munhu ane kodzero yekutsvaka upoteri haangadzoserwi kunyika yaakatiza nekuti anogona kushungurudzwa pamusoro pemaonero ake ezvematongerwo enyika. Nekudaro, South Africa inoremekedza mitemo yayo iri mukati menyika, mubumbiro rayo, uyezve mitemo yeUnited Nations. Handioni South Africa ichizotenda kudzosera nechisimba vanhu vari kutsvagwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe havo.
Thank you so much, vamafinga maita basa. Ndisati ndaenda kuna vamavhaza, ndiri kuzivise vamadhuma kuti ndofunga hamusi kutooneka, hamene kuti vamwe vari kuvaona here light ravo. Your light is too weak, Mr. Maduma. Maybe you can fix that up, then I'll bring you back on the stream. Meanwhile, I can bring in Mr. Chini. Undoze, saka amuna zvimwe zvekuita. Ah, okay, saka tongoshanda zvakadaro. But maybe makaedza kutarisa light. Okay, saka regai tinzwe kwavari kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei. Maybe tisati taenda kuna vafuzwa, Dr. Mavhaza, you were shaking your head when Mr. Mavhinga was speaking.
Yes, I want to just quickly. Vamavhinga vanofanira kuandasinda kuti National Prosecution Authority is not a political organ. Request yakaitwa ku South Africa yekuti vatatu havadzoke kuZimbabwe haise political request. Request under justice, under Minister of Justice, Department of NPA, and it request criminal activities, not political. And again, understand the fact that munhu akambenge ari minister munguva yavamugabe kana kuti munguva yavamunangagwa kana kuti munguva yavatsvangirai hazvirambidze kuti atongwe kana achinge apara mhosva. Justice haina maziso, maziso ayo haina maziso anongotarisa hama dzayo. Justice iri blind to that. And pekupedzisira ndada kuti vamavhinga vangoziva kuti nyaya yekugweru inyaya iri different. Prosecutor akadecida kupinda into politics akaresigna. She has resigned. Again, that means kuti kuAmerica kune 5 mapresidents akanga ari maattorney general. Akanga ari government prosecutors akaita ma president. Tine number of presidents in Zambia, South Africa vakanga vari va 7 vehurumende vakapinda mupolitics vakazopedzisira vava ma minister or vanotungamira. The last thing vakandemiri tisingazikanwe namavhinga ndechekuti mutungamiriri wesaku kana kuti the special anti-corruption unit akanga ari gweta guru mu office yavatsvangirai munguva yeGNU. But saka haasi munhu ari muhapwa mavamunangagwa, munhu ari independent. So
thank you so much. Yes, then we let's hear from Mr. Maduma Fuzwayo before we go and discuss the issue of the upcoming elections, because we only have 10 minutes reserved for the American elections. So now, Mr. Fuga.
Yeah, apologies about the darkness. That's how we're surviving. I'm disappointed seriously with Dr. Mavhaza. All this that is happening about Kasukwere and everybody else that they're talking about, that they want to extradict and what, to us, the ordinary Zimbabweans here in Zimbabwe, is just noise. We know how what is going to happen and how it's going to end. Where is Prisca Mfumire? Where is the Kinesia Strombo? Where are all those that were here that were said were given? That's true. They're still looting. As ordinary Zimbabweans, we feel there are more challenging issues where they could be wasting the time talking to than, you know, dedicating time on things that we know nothing is going to work. It's really political statements. Nothing else will come from that. Those are just political statements. Are we to ZANU-PF without, you know, we don't know who they are. Who's going to be happy about that in their internal fight? All those are political statements. To us, we don't see anything of along those lines changing, Jonga. So I'm going for Nana. There's no, completely no difference.
Thank you so much, Mr. Fuzwa. Please do stay on the line. Let me go to Mr. Ntini Gibbs.
Yes.
The upcoming presidential elections in America. I remember when you started the show, Gibbs asked you about that. But now we are discussing that. What can we expect beginning or starting from tomorrow's presidential debate? Hello?
Yes, Mr. Ntini, can you hear him? He's saying what do you think about...
Thank you, John. I think the presidential debate tomorrow... may start off just the same as the one that... Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, I think we can hear you, Ntini. Go ahead, sir. Maybe we've got a slight challenge there.
Yes, maybe. Well, he's setting out his camera and microphone. Mr. Mavinga, your take on the upcoming November 3rd American elections, the U.S. elections, starting from tomorrow's presidential debate. We saw that the first debate was marred by exchanges and interruptions from the two candidates. And the second presidential debate was canceled because of the issue that President Donald Trump tested positive to coronavirus, to COVID-19. And the organizers had put that as a virtual debate, but the president's team did not agree to that. And tomorrow, we understand that the organizers, the commission, they said they are going to mute whoever is not talking for those 2 minutes. And also, Mr. Joe Biden's team, Vice President Joe Biden's team, demanded that President Donald Trump produce a negative COVID-19 test certificate. Can we see all that working out tomorrow?
Well, it's a very interesting process that's unfolding in the U.S., particularly in what some have called a post-truth period, where almost reminiscent of the politics in Africa, we see that people may not really be moved by facts or by position. And in fact, if you look at the first presidential debate between President Trump and Joe Biden, it's unclear whether it would have achieved much in terms of swaying or changing views, because they are entrenched partisan positions that are deeply entrenched, and that is quite a thing to behold. And one hopes that perhaps the debate tomorrow will be much better, in the sense that it would be more reflective about the key issues that matter to the people of America, and whether or not voters will vote on the basis of where they stand in relation to issues that matter in their lives, you know, health issues, responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, issues of policing and police reform, medical insurance issues that we have been reading about. But and moving away from entrenched partisan positions. And one hopes that really the debate tomorrow will be in a way that is more collegial, more respectful of other players, and result in supplying more information, the right of access to information by the people of America, in terms of on the basis of which then they can make an informed political decision in terms of a choice, a vote early November. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Mr. Mavoza, it seems as if the debate is there tomorrow, and I can tell you it could be fireworks there. But at the end of the day, who do people think is going to win the debate, one? And secondly, in terms of the election itself and the processes happening here, How do you, what's your take on all that? Just briefly before we go to Mr. Ntin.
Thank you, Gibbs. The cruel truth about America is that of all the presidents who have been presidents of America, 90% have run second terms. And the 10% which did not do second terms were either killed in the first term or committed misconduct, or only two were lost. So in other words, the second term elections are 99% rubber stamping. I can assure you, my opinion, that Trump is going to win despite that the odds are against him. From the debates, the polls, and everything around. But the reality is the American system is such that the second term, it always tilts towards the incumbent. And therefore, the reality of the matter, despite what happened before and what will happen tomorrow, the odds are towards the incumbent, which means Trump is likely going to retain his seat.
Thank you very much. Mr. Ntini? Yes. So tell us a bit about what is happening now. Tomorrow there's a debate. Just briefly, very briefly.
Yes. I think tomorrow we are looking for other key issues to be addressed. I'm hoping that the moderator will take charge and totally control the environment. And I believe that they have taken certain measures, like I said earlier on, people will be muted during the first 2 minutes, so there will be less interruption. So I'm hoping that, you know, key issues will be addressed. And the other thing, I believe this election is very unique in the fact that people have already made up their minds. I don't think this debate really is going to sway anyone left or right or center. I think people have made up their minds. And normally elections in the U.S., they are decided by independent voters. I think the swing votes. But I believe now with everything that has been happening the past few months, whether it's Black Lives Matter or any other, injustice issues, people have made up their mind, and I don't think the debate will change anything. And also, when in the days of fake news, there is so much going on out there. If you go to Fox News, you're going to hear the same story, being interpreted differently. You go to CNN, it's another story. You go to social media. So there is a lot going on, but I believe that people have already made up their mind. I mean, I want to do a Bonanta. Debate akusasa asoze kube le weight enkulu kakhulu abantu vele sebekhethile ukuthi bavotele abantu. Mina nginje vele ibhalo yami sengiyithumele sengivoteleyo. Abantu abaningi vele ngendlela i-environment ebikhona e-US lately sebenzela bazakwenza. Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke isikhathi sesidlokomangoye. Thank you so much to Dr. Nyashanyo. That is Dr. Matthew Nyashanyo. He is in UK. Mr. Vekezela Mantumafuzwayo, who's an independent political commentator, Mr. Tebo Mavhinga, a human rights lawyer, Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini, an independent political commentator, and Dr. Simba Mavaza, a ZANU-PF member based in UK. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Good kumuri ya Zimbabwe ya nga ishtarisa niye jino ni kuteerera asi ndinona kuti vamavhinga vasati vaenda vanga vaida kutaura something pamusoro pe ma elections vamavhinga 30 seconds.
Tinovimba kuti sarudzo dzichafamba zvakanaka kuAmerica uyezve kuti vanhu vachamirawo pachokwadi nekuti America ndiyo inotungamira pasi rose panyaya dzezveutongi hwejechetere saka hatidi kuti irasike ipapo.
Gibbs, wanguwa zatsinirwa na vama vinga ndoza watu wanguwa onika basi unungu na wangoshu sana ngura nende vele chonga traende
yee kujaluwe mavinga siyama kulu unwa tira kusasa kulabanya vatu Trump uza ngoba kwe sosua labanya vatu Biden uza ngoba siyama wama vinga.
Thank you so much. Tunotenda shukuru vama vinga tichitenda vamwevese wadarwa tatina o tangatina Dr. Matthew Nyashanyo wanudzisa zo utano pa Nottingham Trent University ku Britain, tina vabusani Mbuso Ntini vanga vari ku Zimbabwe Matevelele South uko, tina vadewa Mavhinga vanga vari ku London, Dr. Simba Mavaza vari ku England kwakare na vabekezela Maduma Fuzwaya no ndinodzokorora vafuzwaya ndo vanga vari ku Matevelele South, vabusani Mbuso Ntini vari muno mudunhu re New York. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, sarai zvakanaka vateerera.
Good night.
Thank you.